All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 24th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have an 11-game NBA main slate over on FanDuel. We have game one of the World Series. We have a four-game hockey slate. And then we have a three-game college football main slate. And then plenty of action coming at you over the weekend. So super fun day to be playing DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. And I have the, let's go to the NBA main over on FanDuel. And we'll jump into our first question. Is there a way to move a lineup from a one group to another, or like delete it from a group, but not a pool? Sometimes I don't want a particular lineup in a particular contest, but I don't want to delete it entirely. Okay, good question. So why don't we generate some lineups for this upcoming slate, and we will talk about ways to move lineups between builds. And we're just waiting for these lineups to run. All right, lineups are about finished. I'm going to create just a manual group here. So we have our pool of 500, right? And then I have a group. And then what I will do here is, just for the sake of this, we don't even need to reuse portfolio. I'm just going to switch over to Unique's one. That'll be totally fine. And we could use new Saber score. That's like totally cool. All right, so we're in our group right now. The way that you move lineups between builds, I'm not actually sure you could do this in compact view. So what you need to do is go to the settings, turn off use compact lineups view. When you do that, you'll see the lineups in their expanded view. And then you'll also see this little up arrow button. Okay. This allows you to send lineups to the favorites, to put this lineup into a new build, or to send this lineup to a specific group, right? So if I click this, it'll open up a pop-up here. And if I had another group created, right, like this, I'll just make a group. I could send it to that other group. If I click create new build with this lineup, it's going to take that lineup and put it in its own build with lineup pool one here, right? There's a few different ways to kind of handle this. I know this is this came about as a conversation of how to work around some issues in the favorites tab. I think there's a couple different ways you can do this. You know, if there are lineups that you want to use somewhere else, right? I think what you can do is maybe even just like make a manual group and then call it, I don't know, my favorite lineups. I'm going to add it. And notice this lineup, this group isn't going to have any lineups. Or actually it will, because it's old Saber score. So I think what you can do here is, like, let's say I want to take them from the top one And, you know, I want to say, I like this lineup. And maybe I want to say, or yeah, I guess I can just use send to another build, right? We already opened a build where we moved one lineup. So then I'm just going to send these to different builds. I'm just going to say, yes. Oh, no lineup groups found. Okay. So in build two, I just got to move over here. I got to create a group. Then I can go back to my build one. And for the sake of this, we'll just sort by projection. That's fine. So I can say send to another build. And then within the build, I can click the group that I made. Now it's going to start sending them over there, right? So I'm just moving lineups that I like to different builds. That's one way of doing it. And then, you know, you can just like explore all of these options and see which one works for you. Maybe you want to send it to a group in this build. Okay, I'm going to send it to this one I'm calling my favorites, right? And then it'll lock the lineup. So I send it over here to my favorite lineups. And then now that lineup gets locked by default. And then what I could do, right, is after I've sent all of my favorite, I've come up with all of my favorite lineups. Well, then I can just download this file as like one big group. And then maybe I open up a new build. I right click on it. And then I use upload pull. And then I go and then I would grab the file, the lineup file that I just downloaded, right? And then now these lineups from that one specific group are going to come into the lineups page in this new build, right? And it says 20 because I downloaded 20 lineups from a group specifically. So I think there's like three or four different options there. You really just got to kind of figure out which one best serves your purpose. But I'm hoping that there's enough functionality to allow you to do what you're looking for. All right. Next question. Just joined yesterday. Welcome. Had a pretty good night last night for NBA. Love to hear it. If I'm solely doing one contest of 150 entries, what is the best way to use the optimizer to pick a mix of low owned and good GPP lineups out of the 500 pool? I've watched videos, but confused on the classic view tab and lineup view tab at the top right in how lineups are picked from the 500 pool lineups generated. Thanks. Okay. So I would just avoid using like the classic up here. I would recommend sticking with the, you know, newer version of the app, like that's what you're referring to exactly. The only other thing I could think of is how you're viewing the lineups with like the expanded versus compact view. But the groups is like the latest and greatest stuff that we would recommend using here. Now, as far as what I would do, right? So like, let's say, you know, I upload some lineups for tonight, right? So let's see. What slate is this? 24th main. Okay, one sec. I'm just grabbing a file to use. Oh, that's why. I know why. Because I just downloaded that lineup file. All right. So I'm just going to bring in an entry file for our use here. So here what I've done is, this is how we recommend using the app, right? Is reserve your entries, and then you use this icon, which is lit up green, to download your file and drag it into SaberSim. Now SaberSim understands I have one contest with 50 entries as an example. And then I go to my templates. We recommend using this one group per contest one. Okay. So I click on it. If I star it, it'll auto use it on future slates. you would build your lineups. I would just run a default build here, the minimum adjustments required. And then I would run the contest sim, right? Or if you're on starter, which I know you mentioned 500 lineups, this will say portfolio. This actually run automatically and use Saber score. So the portfolio diversifier on starter is using the Saber score metric, which you can see here, the Saber score one, to pick your lineups. So very good metric, strong metric in our back testing. So now that I'm running the portfolio diversifier, it's diversifying my contest right now. Once this works, once this is working correctly, a couple things. You're going to have an exposure column, right? And it's going to have white. It's going to turn white. And it's going to have a bunch of values here telling you, hey, these are the players that you have. And then two, you're going to be able to open up your group, right? I'm going to be able to open this and see all of my lineups. And then I can either do it in compact or expanded, depending on whatever you prefer, really. And, you know, now it's just about dialing in the lineups, right? Big things I'm looking at are like the leverage column. How much leverage do I have? And what leverage is just exposure minus ownership. So positive leverage are players that you're above the field on, you have more shares of them. And then also the negative leverage, which players am I taking a stand against, right? So here, Kitty's expected to be 12% owned. We only have him in 2% of our lineup. So we're basically fading him. We are playing less of him than the field is. So we're rooting for him to do bad because it hurts more people's lineups than it hurts ours, right? And then we're rooting in favor of Mobley, because when Mobley does good, we have more shares of him than the field does on average as well. And then once I'm happy with these lineups, once I kind of dialed them all in, I'm going to click save. And then I'm going to click the green download icon up here. And then I'm going to take that file that starts with entries, a very key word there, starts with entries, because that other file I downloaded earlier starts with lineups. That lineups one wouldn't work. The entries one will work. And then I can upload that to the fantasy side. So those are like the basic steps here for like building lineups. I think leverage is really, really important. You know, it's all about kind of risk tolerance, right? Some people might see this and be like, oh, okay, I'm, you know, I have twice as much Mobley as like the field does. I like that. Some people might say they don't like that. And that you can use these minimax exposure columns to adjust players' projections to your liking effectively. So those are the things I would be considering looking at after the build runs. All right. Next question. One more from Discord. Oh, a couple questions rolled in here. Next one. How is it that when I clone a build, the ROI changes? I'm not really sure. So, like, let's do an example. So, like, okay, I have a build. The ROI is 245. And I'm going to clone this into a build 4. Okay, I understand what's happening. So see how it's saying calculating again? So basically what's happening is it's rerunning the sims. And like here, right, even my green run contest sim button. So when we rerun the sims, the values are going to change slightly. Even if you have one lineup, right, we're running it through 100,000 slate simulations. We're not going to pull the exact same slate simulations. Like what's happening is we're pulling one game sim of each game on the slate. And then we're playing that out to simulate the slate. And then we're doing that 100,000 times, right? Well, the combination of sims that we pull each time can be different. So effectively what's happening is the results are varying slightly based on the sims that were used. And that's pretty normal. Before it was 245.9. Now I'm seeing 246.8. So that shows you a little bit of you know, we used to run like, I think 20,000 sims and then 50,000 and now 100,000. The reason we kept going up and up and up is because the results started to smooth out the more sims we ran, and we kind of settled on like the 100,000 number. I think this is like a really good example of that. You know, yeah, the ROI varied slightly, but it was only like within like 1%. And I'm not saying it's going to be that way every single time. But what I'm saying is like, you're not going to go from seeing 245% to like 100%, or, you know, some drastic change that you can see with like a smaller sample size. I think the 100,000 sims does a very good job to kind of smooth out the results here. All right, next question. If I'm using GeoMean as a rule on the starter plan to filter out dupes in NFL Showdown and I'm happy with my player and stack exposures, what else, if anything, should I be looking for to determine whether my lineups are as good as I can get them? I'm assuming higher average sim optimals, higher average scores, and lower average ownership are what I'm looking for. This is a tough question. You know, my initial impression and my initial thoughts are like, there's not really anything else you can look at pre-slate to really determine, like, are these the best lineups possible, or is there anything else I can do to make them better? You know, you basically need to, like, come into the slate with your best process possible. And, like, I would, like, write that down. You know, what are the things I do from logging into SaberSim to uploading my lineups? And, like, that's your process, right? Write it down on a pen and paper, write it down on a Word doc, and you walk through it, right? Now, I think the part where you can make things better is before building your lineups is, what is my process, you know, and how do I make my process better, right? And I think that kind of thinking and that research, that, you know, process improvement, I really think it starts in contest flashback, right? Studying past contests that you've played, studying the best users in your contest, studying the best users in the DFS lobby, and figuring out, where do your lineup sets look different from theirs? What decisions did they make versus what decisions you made? And how can you kind of model, mimic, and master your way into a stronger process, right? Like once I sit, I'll say it again. I'm doing my review the next day before I look at the next day's slate, right? The reason for that is because I want to remember everything about the slate. You know, I want to remember the injuries. I want to remember the chalky players. I want to remember the high value players. And I want to remember all those things. And I don't want it to get muddied with, you know, today's decisions and stuff like that. So I'm looking at it saying, okay, you know, what decisions did I make? What decisions did other people make? How can I maybe learn from them? And, you know, it could be as simple as like, okay, I'm going to pick one contest that I played and I'm going to look at the highest sim ROI. And then I'm going to look at one contest I didn't play. Usually I'd recommend like one of the bigger contests in the lobby, like the $15, 150 max or something like that. And I'm going to look at the top sim ROI or there. And I'm going to say, you know, what did these two players do? One closer to my level, one way outside of my league that maybe I strive to be like. And how do their lineups differ from mine? How are they similar to each other? How are they different from each other? And then that is how you figure out, what things do I need to do the next time I build to make my lineups as strong as possible? So that's kind of where I would start with regard to dialing in your process. All right, next question. Can you go over applying lineup metrics to groups? I know you have to use uniques instead of the portfolio plus. Okay, so couple of things here. I'm not sure exactly if we're on the same page, but I'll talk about this. Applying lineup metrics to groups. So there are first your aggregate metrics, which describe your lineups, right? This is saying, hey, if we add up all of the projections and divide by 50, because there's 50 lineups, the average projection is 314, okay? Then there are custom metrics, which are metrics that you build, right? So like if I go into my sorting metrics, here I probably have a custom metric for GeoMe, right? Now, I cannot tell SaberSim to solve my portfolio based on GeoMean. If I wanted to sort by GeoMean, I have to go to Uniques 1, and then I have to change my rank by to that GeoMean custom metric. So if you're using custom metrics, you have to use them with Uniques. The way we recommend doing that or incorporating your custom metrics is filtering down your pool based on your custom metrics, right? So I would come in here, I would use GeoMean as like a filter, and I would say, you know, I don't know, show lineups with GeoMean less than a certain number. And then what you do is you take your pool of lineups and you basically like whittle it down to what you're going to call like your, I don't know, your effective pool of lineups. And then it's kind of weird. And then you let SaberSim make the final determination about which lineups it's going to choose. So you use your filters to dial in your lineups. And then from there, you let Portfolio have kind of like the final say. So that's like how we'd recommend using it. But obviously that'll depend on like what you want to do. So those are like the three different angles that I could come at. Those are like the three different angles I'd come at from this. And here, the GeoMean filter is only like allowing three lineups. So it's just like two concentrated. It's because I applied it on the group level. If you guys ever noticed that filters in lineup pools are different from filters in groups. And that's because you could have more than one group, right? So if I filter within a group, it only removes the lineups or puts the lineups into the trash for that group while allowing all the lineups to be available for a second group. If I want the lineups like actually go in the trash for all groups, I'd have to do the filter from the pool section. All right. We are all caught up with questions here, and we have a quick turnaround with the show tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So I think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.